This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
The Woodpeckers are back on the road, and they are on the South Carolina coast for a week of baseball in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The first matchup in 2022 and the only matchup between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside Pelicans Ballpark and TicketReturn.com field. A big Monday, Mega Tuesday crowd on hand, braving some of the rain from earlier in the evening. A little bit of a delayed start tonight. It's about a 25-minute delay, but the sun is now peeking through, and we are ready for this series opener. I'm Andrew Chapman. It's great to have you back with us on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app for our online radio feed. And a reminder that tonight's ball game is broadcast in HD video quality, and you can find today's broadcast by subscribing to MILB.TV. A little bit of a late start on our end, couple of connectivity issues, but I believe we're up and rolling now, and the first pitch of our ball game is out. You haven't missed anything. It's a knee-level strike to Logan Cerny to get the ball game going. Tyler Schlaffer is the starting pitcher for Myrtle Beach. He winds and delivers. The 0-1 is popped up and out of play. No balls and two strikes on Cerny. Logan Cerny leads it off. Joey Loperfido second, and Justin Williams is third. Top three in the order for the Woodpeckers. Miguel Palma, the catcher, bats cleanup. Here's the pitch, and it's a high changeup, 1-2 count. Leo Stanny Molina will hit fifth, play out at shortstop. Tyler Whitaker is sixth. He's in right. Renier Rivas, the seven hitter, DHing, followed by Victor Mizgai, and then Cody Orr. Logan Cerny rips it a high fastball, goes down swinging, and our ball game tonight starts with a strikeout, and there's one gone. Brings up Joey Loperfido around the diamond for the Pelicans today. Out in left field, you have Ezekiel Pagan. The center fielder is Kevin Alcantara. And out in right is Jacob Wetzel. Loperfido steps into that left side. Schlaffer gets the sign and delivers. And a fly ball is hit deep out into left field. That sends Pagan drifting back. He gets the wall. It is gone. Into the first row of seats over the left field wall. And Joey Loperfido has a first-inning solo home run to begin the scoring tonight. It's Loperfido's sixth of the year, and how's that start to your road trip? Loperfido got a high fastball and goes the opposite way with it, as he has often done with his long balls this season. A solo home run to make it 1-0 with Justin Williams coming up. The Woodpeckers had just one home run all last week. That was a rarity for them in a five-game series against Down East to hit just one home run. That came from Logan Cerny on Saturday night. And the offense spinning its wheels a bit coming into today's game. They had just one run over their last 19 innings of baseball, but Joey Loperfido helps turn that cold spell around with a long ball here in the opening inning. Justin Williams took a high fastball for a strike and rips through the next pitch. A fastball from Schlaffer, and it's 1-2. Schlaffer working quickly, gets the sign, and it is a changeup that squeezes on the inside, and Williams goes down looking at strike three. So a couple of strikeouts sandwiching the Joey Loperfido home run, and it brings up Miguel Palma. We were working you around the Myrtle Beach defense when Loperfido hit that home run to left. On the infield for Myrtle Beach today, you have Josue Huma. He is the third baseman. The shortstop is Kevin Madej, and over at second base is Juan Mora. At first, Felix Stevens, and doing the catching is Ethan Hearn. So here's Miguel Palma. He took the first pitch up and away. The wind and pitch from Schlaffer is hit on a line foul beyond the first base coach, Vincent Blue. Joe Thon, the skipper, is back with the club this week after 4 days off vacation. He is in the third base box and was there for the lineup card exchange with the two umpires, Juan Gomez working the plate, and Chris Jenke, the bases, the umps in the black hats, black polos, and gray pants. Tyler Schlaffer comes home with his pitch and misses inside with a changeup. It's 2-1. Woodpeckers are in the 1918 Road Grays, those gray uniforms with Fayetteville and black block lettering across the chest, the black numbers, the black belts, gray pants, and a black pinstripe down the side of the leg. Simplicity at its finest. The black batting helmets for the Woodpeckers hitters. Palma swings a black-colored bat. That slightly open stance from Palma. The 3-1 comes in, and he hits a line drive out to short. Coming forward a step, Madej makes the catch at his letters, and that'll end the inning. But the Woodpeckers put the first run on the board tonight. A solo home run by Joey Loperfido just tucks itself over that left field wall and gives today's starter Nick Swanson a run of insurance to get his day going. Huma, Madej, and Triantos will get it started. We have the rest of the Myrtle Beach lineup when we return as well. Underway from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We're just underway in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Andrew Chapman back with you on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. The Pelicans are coming up to bat for the first time against Fayetteville starting pitcher Nick Swanson. The right-hander enters in with a 2-2 record, a 4.24 ERA. Swanson pitching in his 15th game of the year, making his 8th start. The very first pitch is yanked on the ground out to Loperfido, the second baseman. He shuffles once to his left, picks up and throws to first. And Josue Huma is retired and comes to our attention that there is a bat dog here in Myrtle Beach. I believe the bat dog's name is Rookie. We'll confirm that, but he runs out there, he gets that bat, and he draws a big reaction out of the crowd for the first time tonight. Oh, that is awesome. Love the bat dog. First time we've seen that this year in the Carolina League is Kevin Madej. Checks his swing and goes too far in a Nick Swanson slider. So Swanson did not pitch last week. He's very well rested. Last pitched on the road in Zebulon. You have to go back to July 2nd as Madej gets into one, drills it deep to left. Cody Orr pressed up against the fence. Looking up, this game is tied. Gone, a solo home run. And the two sides trade long balls in this first inning. Kevin Madej got a hanging slider and ripped it way out to left field. Almost cleared that seven-row grandstand out there. And this Tuesday night crowd on its feet. And coincidentally, the two hitters in both lineups hit the solo home runs. Loperfido for the Woodpeckers, Kevin Madej for the Pelicans. And now it's James Triantos and a pop fly, first base side, foul territory. Muscai gets all the way to the rain tarp, and that falls into the side netting for strike one. 0-1 count on James Triantos, the designated hitter. and three-hitter for Myrtle Beach. Other numbers on Nick Swanson this year. That home run he gives up, it's his fourth allowed. 47 innings of work this year. He's given up 23 earned runs, 25 in total. Go along with 29 walks and 53 strikeouts. His pitch is popped up, back of home plate, and onto the roof of our press box. 0-2 is the count. The whip at 1.41 for Nick Swanson. The 6'2" right-hander and former 16th round draft pick by the Astros in 2021 out of Division II Northeastern State University. Swanson the wind and 0-2 pitch. It's a slider, called strike three on the inside corner. Started at the left hip of the righty Triantos and buckled its way into the zone. Swanson has his first strikeout and the first make it the second out of this first inning. A backwards K on Triantos, and now Kevin Alcantara is coming up. Around the diamond today defensively for the Woodpeckers, Cody Orzin left. He chased that deep drive from Kevin Madej as far as he could go. Logan Cerny is in center, and Tyler Whitaker covers right field. Changeup down and away to begin Alcantara 1-0. Third baseman is Justin Williams. Over at short is Leo's Danny Molina, and the second baseman, Joey Loperfido. Victor Mascai, man's first, and Miguel Palma doing the catching for Nick Swanson. A swing and a fly ball, shallow right center. Loperfido going out, waving his arms above his head. He makes a two-hand catch above his ball cap, and that ends the inning. Well, the long ball alive and well in the opening inning. Loperfido goes deep for Fayetteville. Kevin Madej for Myrtle Beach, and it's 1-1 going to the second inning when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Top two in Myrtle Beach. The Woodpeckers' first trip to Myrtle Beach since all the way back in 2019. And Leo's Danny Molina gets it started against right-hander Tyler Schlaefer. He gave up the solo home run to Loperfido in the first and struck out a pair. 1-1 score. Kevin Madej evened it up with a solo home run of his own in the bottom of the first. Molina cuts through a high fastball, the 0-1. A slider that darts low and away. It's a two ball and one strike count. Leo's Danny Molina comes into today's ball game batting 222, playing in his 73rd contest of the season. He rips a foul ball back behind the home plate and over the netting for a 1-2 count. Molina with five home runs, 25 driven in, 23 walks to 70 strikeouts and 16 stolen bases, and on base at 291. Schlaefer gets a new set of signs from his catcher Hearn, delivers, and a fastball miss just a bit up and outside. It's 2-2. We told you how the Woodpeckers are wearing those road grays today, the 1918 uniforms. 1918 date commemorating the opening of Fort Bragg in Fayetteville as a pitch miss down and inside. 3-2 count. Meanwhile, the Pelicans have the home whites on, the baby blue ball caps with the Pelican head logo on the front of that ball cap. White uniforms with light blue sleeves. Pelicans in that blue cursive lettering across the chest. The blue belts, the white pants, and the black pinstripe going down the side of the leg. Right as Schlafer began his motion, Molina calls for time, steps out, takes a warm-up swing, digs back in. Here's the motion in 3-2. It's a bouncing ball, hits softly towards third. Huma charging, Fields on the grass, throws across his body on the move, and it is in time. A bang-bang play. Molina was lunging towards that first base bag right as the throw came in, and as he was hovering above that bag, Stevens with a stretch able to yank it in, and it's a 5-3 put out to begin the top of the second. And it'll bring up Tyler Whitaker. But as mentioned, the Woodpeckers haven't played in this ballpark since back during the 2019 season, the inaugural season of Woodpeckers baseball. Last year, we didn't come out here. It was just a six-game series. Myrtle Beach came to Segra, and the Woodpeckers won that series 4-2. Back during 2019, as a pitch misses up and inside on Whitaker, it's a 1-1 count. The Fayetteville really dominated the season series. They won 12 of 18 games. And although Myrtle Beach is one of the best teams in all of minor league baseball this year, record-wise, champs of the South Division in 2022. For the first half, Woodpeckers hold a overall record of 16-8 against the Pelicans all time. 1-2 pitch, a slider down and away, and Whitaker at even, 2-2. Infield playing him straight up. Here comes the pitch. And he foul tips into Hearn's mitt. He holds on to it, and that's strike three. Third strikeout for Tyler Schlafer. And now the powerful left-hander Rainier Rivas steps in for the first time tonight. Sunlight still brightening up the diamond. It looked like around the 6 o'clock hour that today's game might not be played with how much rain came through the area. Some heavy thunderstorms lasted about an hour, really dampened things, humidified the air. It was an ugly one about an hour before first pitch, but those clouds have cleared and can see some blue sky above our heads. We'll have ourselves about another hour's worth of daylight before those stadium lights flick on. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Rivas, and it's a fastball placed on the inner half of the dish, 1-2. Rennie Rivas coming in, 165 hitter, playing in game number 28. He has 3 home runs and 12 driven in. Now a 1-2 pitch is up and away. Fastball from Schlafer, 2 balls and 2 strikes. To try and identify where exactly that stadium radar gun is for you. Give you some pitch measurements as well. 2-2 offering with 2 away and the base is empty. And Rivas half-heartedly swings at a high fastball. Down he goes, and 4 strikeouts for Schlafer through 2 innings today. And we head bottom 2. 1-1 tied score. Woodpeckers go down scoreless in the second. We're back in a moment on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Nick Swanson climbs back atop the mound to begin the bottom of the second inning. His first pitch out to Ezekiel Pagan, and it is a high inside corner fastball called strike one. 0-1 on Pagan, Juan Mora, and then Jacob Wetzel. The 5, 6, and 7 will bat against Nick in this bottom two. Tied 1-1 score, change up, down, and away. One ball and one strike count. Swanson, as mentioned, didn't pitch last week, so he's well-rested. He hasn't thrown in 10 days, pitching last on July 2nd on the road in Zebulon against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Outside with another changeup and the count 2-1 on Pagan. He had one of his best performances of the season out at Five County Stadium. He went 5 innings of one-run ball, gave up just a solo home run to Henry Mendez in the third inning. 4 total hits, a walk, and 5 strikeouts. Swanson outside and high with a heater. It's 3-1. On the 5-hitter, lefty, Ezekiel Pagan, the Myrtle Beach left fielder. Here's the 3-1 home. He swings and yanks it foul of the first baseline. 3-2 full count to begin the bottom of the second. Swanson had gone 5 innings once before. That was on his season opening performance. That was at home against the Salem Red Sox. But over those 5 innings, he gave up 4 runs. So this 5 innings were even better. Is a soft liner. Is hit over the head of Mascai, but just barely tucks down the foul side of the right field line. And Pagan almost had himself extra bases on that baseball. And instead, he'll have to walk back up to the plate and try it again. It's pretty shallow down the left field line here at TicketReturn.com Field. 315 feet, the measurement. Below that left field foul pole. Another 3-2 pitch misses outside to Pagan, and it's a leadoff walk. First walk given up by Swanson. And he'll work with a leadoff base runner. Meanwhile, for lefties here, you got a little bit further to go. 328 feet, the measurement below the right field foul pole. Now it's Juan Mora, right-handed hitting second baseman. And the measurement to dead center field, there's a 402 marker offset just to the left of that center field batter's eye, a green batter's eye rising up high above that center field wall. First pitch, a getaway fastball that missed near the chin of Juan Mora. One ball and no strikes to count on Mora. Middle infield double play depth. Molina and Loperfido pinching towards that second base bag. Williams playing shallow towards the third base grass in case a bunt is dropped down. Fastball runs up and away to the righty. Two ball, no strike count on Mora. Juan Mora comes in batting 270. He's playing in his 50th Carolina League game of the season. And now the 2-0 pitch. Is down to the dirt, runner on the move to second. It's blocked by Palma. He throws down to Loperfido. A tag on the left hand, and they got him. That is a perfectly executed play by the Fayetteville catcher, Miguel Palma. Ball in the dirt. He blocked it with a chest protector. Pagan broke for second. Palma kept it right in front, hopped on top of that ball, barehanded it with his right hand, and zipped a throw pinpoint to Loperfido, who dropped that tag on the left hand of Pagan, diving headlong into the second base bag. So they help out Swanson, get one out, bases clear. The 3-0 pitch to Juan Mora is a inside corner strike. And Swanson trying to work his way back into the set bat. Here's the 3-1. Mora swings and dribbles one foul up along the third base walkway. 3-2. I say walkway. There are dirt walkways that cut in the middle of the grass all the way up to the home plate circle and connect to the warning track that rides along the backstop and all the way up the left and right field lines. Mora drills one way out to left. Loor going back. It is out of here. Another solo home run to left field, and the Pelicans have taken a 2-1 lead. Mora got a hanging slider over the middle, and he got every bit of that ball. He cleared the grandstand out and left. Cody Orr knew it was gone the minute it left the bat. Mora touches home plate, and he's hit his 5th home run of the year, driven in his 30th run of the season. And this is the first time in his pro career that Nick Swanson has allowed multiple home runs in a game. And although he does give up the home run, the silver lining you can take from that if you are Fayetteville is that you just saved a run by throwing out Pagan at second base. Now that play by Palma on the ball down in the dirt really is magnified. Without that, it's a 3-1 game. Instead, Megan Swanson finds himself trailing 2-1. Now, John Kovalik, Fayetteville pitching coach, is working his way out to the mound for the first time tonight. He wants to have a conversation with Swanson. That looked to be a situation in that at-bat where Swanson fell behind 3-0. He threw the fastball right over the middle, knowing that Mora was probably going to take that pitch, and he did, to get it to 3-1. But then he tried to place another strike, and it ended up being a hanging breaking ball that was hit a long, long way over that left field wall. So a mistake pitch from Swanson as he tried to climb himself back into the at-bat. Now he faces lefty Jacob Wetzel and gets a first pitch swing for strike one. And clips the outside corner on the next pitch. It's 0-2. Infield in a slight shift to the pull side of the lefty. Here's Swanson's 0-2 delivery, and a ground ball is hit straight up to Joey Loperfido. A routine pickup and throw to first. Out is Wetzel. Two gone. Brings up Felix Stevens, the right-handed hitting first baseman and Myrtle Beach eight hitter. Pitch home. And a fly ball hit deep out into right. Whitaker is going back on it. Still going. It is a foul ball. Foul ball indicated by the base umpire Chris Janke. And Felix Stevens is still circling the bases. He has arrived all the way to third, and he has just received the news that it was a foul ball. Buddy Bailey is the Myrtle Beach manager. He is down in the third base box, and he's not coming forward to speak with either of the umpires. So my guess is that he agrees with that decision. I'll be honest with you, I thought it was gone. Looked like it tucked just inside of that right field foul pole, but nobody's arguing for Myrtle Beach, so perhaps we'll trust Chris Janke on this one. Nick Swanson certainly will. And instead of the home run, he's now in an 0-1 count, and he brings home a slider that nips the low outside corner to Stevens, and he's quickly ahead, 0-2. The pitch, down and away. Had that been a fair ball, Stevens would have touched double digits in the home run department, would have been his 10th of the year. He has 9 of them, 29 driven in. He's a .224 hitter over 42 Carolina League games. Also has 7 doubles, but no triples. He swings at a changeup, and down he goes, strike 3. Nick Swanson ends the second with his second strikeout of the game, but he surrenders another solo home run. Juan Mora puts the Pelicans in front with his deep drive to left. And after 2, it's the Pelicans 2, the Woodpeckers 1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home, since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Victor Mizquei strolls into the left side of the plate to begin the top of the third inning. In the first pitch from Tyler Schlaffer is an up-and-away fastball, a 1-0 count on Mizquei. Today's Fayetteville first baseman, the 8-9-1 of Mizquei, Orr, and Cerny will bat in this third. Here's a hard-hit grounder out towards second base. Juan Mora collects and throws to first. Mora, who hit the solo home run in the second inning to put the Pelicans up 2-1, makes the first defensive putout of this third. And Cody Orr steps up. Hope to see Victor Mizquei get some more time in the lineup this week after he came back from the long layoff Sunday concussion. He went 0-for-1 with a strikeout, played just the first three innings of the game. They just wanted to ease him into things, give him a live at bat before he was replaced by Rainier Rivas. So Mizquei likely going to be a full go this week in Myrtle Beach. Cody Orr fouls the first pitch back into the screen. It's 0-1. Tyler Schlaffer coming home. And a curveball stayed up high. The count is 1-1. Eyes into Hearn, gets his sign, the target set low and away, and a fastball is yanked backwards by Orr. 1-2. Cody Orr steps in for the first time tonight. He's a 208 hitter. He's trying to keep that average above 200. He's playing in his 62nd game. Pitch up and away, and it's 2-2. Orr with six doubles, a triple, and a home run, and he's driven in 12 on the season. 28 walks and 67 strikeouts. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's down and away. Schlaffer yanked a fastball there and quite have the release point right. Three balls, two strikes. Orr waves that two-tone bat over the plate. Here it is. Payoff runs inside on him, nearly grazed that left hand. And Orr strolls down to first base. It's a walk, first of the game, given up by Tyler Schlaffer. Schlaffer. Up to the top of the lineup card for the second time today, Logan Cerny steps back in, started our ball game with a strike three, swinging in the top of the first. He is 0-for-1. The first pitch to him. His foul tipped, and Hearn squeezes it behind the plate. Cerny, prior to the strikeout, was right at an even 250 on the year. Leads the club with 13 home runs and 46 driven in. Here is the 0-1 pitch. It's down and outside, and Hearn slides to his right to keep that ball in front of him. One ball and one strike. Mentioned how the Woodpeckers in five games last week against Down East hit just one home run, and it was Cerny that hit it. In a lopsided ball game, they lost 13-1 on Saturday night, and Cerny's home run was the lone run. Short lead off of first. Throw goes over to first to pick off Orr. It got a piece of him. Trickles into foul territory, and Orr won't have enough time to advance to second base. Stevens goes over to grab it. One ball, one strike count on Logan Cerny. All of the runs so far here in the early going have been on home runs. Joey Loperfido, the solo home run in the first. Myrtle Beach with solo home runs from Kevin Bidet in the first and Juan Mora in the second. Out of the stretch, the 1-1 coming home. Orr on the move to second base. The throw from Hearn is high and wide, and Orr slides in with a stolen bag. Mora had to bail off the bag to yank that one in, prevent it from going into center field. Cody Orr has been one of the top base stealers this year for the Woodpeckers. That is his 23rd of the year, tying him with Joey Loperfido for second on the team. Those two guys trail the man at the plate, Logan Cerny, who has 28 on the season. And Cody Orr has been choosing the right times to go. He's now 23 for 28. He's only been caught five times all season long. And Fayetteville has their first base runner in scoring position today. Cerny a 2-1 count. Here's the pitch, and he waves through a changeup. Was a little bit early on that one. His top hand came flying off of the bat as well. Mora hanging around second, keeping Cody Orr honest. A lean in and the set at the belt from Schlaffer. His pitch is lined up the middle into shallow center field. Cody Orr is getting the wave around third. Alcantara comes up throwing to the plate. It is not in time. Orr slides in with a head first dive, tumbling in for a run, and Logan Cerny ties the game 2-2 with an RBI single. Back and forth we go. Logan Cerny drives in his 47th run of the year to extend the team lead in RBIs. And a great piece of two-strike hitting from Cerny. It looked like he got a slider that was just left a little bit too much over the plate in the upper portion of the zone. And now they have his speed to contest with on first, the leading base dealer for the Woodpeckers. The first pitch to Loperfido is grounded over to first, sliding backhanded grab by Stevens. Throws from the seat of his pants down to second. They force out Cerny. Boy, that is a great play by the Myrtle Beach first baseman. He slid to his right on the fringe of the infield grass, was in a seated position on his butt, and he threw to second base to Madej covering the bag to get the out. And might I say, with a little bit of zip behind the ball. That was all upper body. And the accuracy as well. It'll be a fielder's choice for Loperfido. And Cerny forced out at second. He's back to the dugout. Now Justin Williams takes a big cut at a high fastball and foul tipped into Hearnsmit. 0-1. Williams struck out looking on an inside changeup by Tyler Schlaefer back in the first inning, 0-1. Here's the pitch, and he swings and belts it way out to right. Wetzel going to his left along the chalk line, and in front of that 328-foot marker, he makes the catch in the corner and ends the inning. We're tied after 2.5 tonight in Myrtle Beach. Logan Cerny, an RBI single, scores Cudior. It's 2-2 going to the bottom of the third when we return on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB first pitch out. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Bottom third, Myrtle Beach has scored in each of their first two innings tonight against Nick Swanson. Solo home runs each time, and now the nine-hitter catcher Ethan Hearn leads it off. The lefty takes a knee-level fastball right over the middle for strike one. Hearn, Josue Huma, and then Kevin Madej, the 9-1-2 to face Swanson. Here's the 0-1, and he reaches out in front, swings and misses at that changeup. Quickly 0-2, Swanson walked a man in the second inning. Pagan, he was caught stealing on a pitch down to the dirt, blocked by Palma, but then it was Juan Mora that hit the solo home run to give Myrtle Beach a brief 2-1 lead. Logan Cerny leveled the game with an RBI single in the top of the third inning that scored Cody Orr. Hearn down on three pitches. He swings over a changeup, and that pitch is working right now for Swanson. Been starting these at-bats with the early fastball and the changeup dropping right off the table, messing with timing. Swanson with three strikeouts, his first time through the order, and now he faces Josue Huma for a second time. Josue Huma, the left-handed batter, rolled out to Joey Loperfido at second, beginning the bottom of the first. And a slider by Swanson, missed very high. That slipped out of the fingers. One ball and no strikes. Osway Huma stands 6-1 at that left side of the plate, takes a strike on the inner half. It is one ball, one strike. Originally from San Francisco de Macroy in the Dominican Republic, a 22-year-old. Changeup down and away. Two balls and a strike. This is Huma's fourth season in the Cubs organization. Last year he played 32 games with Myrtle Beach. Tallied a home run, a triple, and 11 RBIs to go along with the 14 walks and 19 strikeouts. And ended up also making it to the up to the high A level last year with high A South Bend, where he batted .243 over 52 games. 3-1 pitch is a little outside, and Nick Swanson walks Josue Huma, gives up his second walk of the day. Rookie the Bat Dog gets a nice little ovation as he goes to retrieve the lumber. One out, base runner on first, 2-2 tie game. And Kevin Bidé is up. He hit a home run over the left field wall in the first, takes the swing and lifts one out to right center. Whitaker retreating on it, angling to his right, cuts into the alleyway and makes the grab in right center. About 15 feet or so in front of that warning track. And Kevin Bidé flies out. So Swanson gets him this time around. And now it's James Triantos. It helps to have a bat dog because the hometown crowd is a little deflated when one of their players strikes out or he flies out. But then instantly they're cheered right back up once Rookie the Bat Dog, who I believe is a white lab. I don't think Rookie the Bat Dog's a golden retriever. I could be wrong, but if my I know my dog breeds enough here. I believe Rookie is a white lab. He's got a vest on and everything. Waits on that top step of the dugout, just waiting to retrieve a bat. Fastball strike over the middle to James Triantos. One ball and one strike on the Myrtle Beach designated hitter who struck out looking against Swanson in the first. One of three strikeouts tonight for Nick. 1-1 pitch is lifted out to shallow left. It hit Triantos on the hands. Molina going out, and along that shallow left field foul line, he makes the catch. And that ends the inning. First scoreless inning tonight for Nick Swanson. And we're tied 2-2 through three innings tonight at Pelican Stadium in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We're back in a moment on the home of the Woodpeckers, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Top of the fourth inning underway. The first pitch out, and it's a slider low and outside to Miguel Palma. A 2-2 tie game. Andrew Chapman, welcome you back inside Pelicans Stadium. It's a humid evening, but it's turned into a nice evening after some thunderstorms blew through the area around the 6, 7 o'clock hour. Had a 25-minute delay to our ball game tonight, but we're moving along now at a brisk pace as a 2-1 fastball comes home That was a 2-0 fastball making. Now a 2-1 count. Tyler Schleifer is back out there. Palma squares up a fastball, flies it into straightaway center field for Alcantara. He's shuffling to his left, makes the catch, spins around, does a 360, and throws the ball back into the infield. And Palma is the first out of the fourth. That brings up Leo's Danny Molina. Fayetteville comes out to this road trip knowing that they'll see the Pelicans just for this six-game series. That is it. The Pelicans don't come to Fayetteville this year, and I think if you're the Woodpeckers, with the type of season they've had and the type of season it's been for Myrtle Beach, you're saying if we can split this series three games apiece, that would be a win on our end. The Woodpeckers are 4-10 in the second half. Myrtle Beach is 8-7 in the second half as a slider bends towards the middle on the 0-1. It's 0-2 on Molina. But you're dealing with a Myrtle Beach Pelicans team here that had the best record in all of minor league baseball in the first half of the season. Here's a slicing line drive right center field. A layout by Alcantara, and he makes the catch. All Molina can do is tip his helmet to Alcantara. He sprawled out, was completely parallel to the ground, and ripped that one off the grass and took a hit away from Molina. Web gem. And there's two gone in the fourth. Tyler Whitaker is stepping up to the right side of the plate. 2-2 tie game. Bases empty. Two hits per side. Identical line scores. Two runs, two hits, no errors per team. Fastball up and away to Whitaker. Myrtle Beach won the South Division in the first half this year with a 47-19 overall record. They barely edged out the Charleston River Dogs, who finished 46-20. But Myrtle Beach with the best record in all of affiliated baseball. Single A, high A, double A, triple A. They were the best. The 2-0 pitch is up and inside. Across the Carolina League this year, they are top two in just about every offensive category. Second in average, first in runs, second in home runs, second in on base, slugging, and OPS. So you're dealing with a real juggernaut this week. And if the Woodpeckers could grab two games, three games, that would be, I think, a success on their part. 3-1 pitch, a swing and a fly ball back out to Alcantara. This is fairly shallow. He comes forward, steps to his left, and makes the grab. Well, how about that? The Myrtle Beach center fielder records all three outs in that inning. One of them a diving catch and a web gem to take one away from Molina. To 1-2-3 inning for Schleifer, and we play the bottom of the fourth next. Tied up 2-2. Pelicans and Woodpeckers continues in a moment. A business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Time to close.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Great to have you in with us tonight in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the opener of this six-game series between the Woodpeckers and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, single-A Cubs affiliate. Kevin Alcantara, who recorded all three outs on the defensive end in center field in the top of the fourth, begins the bottom of the fourth inning and loops a foul ball back behind home and is in an 0-1 count. Nick Swanson putting up his first scoreless inning of the night, his last time out of the bottom of the third. Worked around a one-out walk to Josue Huma and stranded a runner. Alcantara 0-for-1 with a pop-out to Lo Perfido. The 0-1 pitch. He reaches out and misses a changeup. That effective change for Swanson. Looks sharp again here in the fourth inning. And here's his 0-2 coming. slider down and away. To one ball and two strike count. Swanson pitched very well in the month of June. He had a 2-0 record of 3.86 ERA, and he struck out a total of 22 batters over 14 innings. And we mentioned his strong start to July his last time out with the 5 innings of one-run ball. A check swing on an outside fastball. Alcantara broke the plane. He strikes out to begin the fourth. Fourth strikeout for Nick Swanson. He's also issued a pair of walks today that have not come back to hurt him. Ezekiel Pagan steps in. It's been the two home runs that Swanson has allowed today. Kevin Bidet in the first and Juan Mora in the second. First time in his pro career he's given up multiple home runs in a game. Pagan walked and was thrown out at second base in the second inning. He tries to drag bunt from the left side and cues one foul into the netting behind home. That was a deceptive move by Pagan. He didn't show the bunt until that ball was almost halfway to the plate. I think he showed it so late that he wasn't able to cleanly get his bat into the hitting plane. Here's the 0-2 and the 0-1 make it, and it was a breaking ball that missed high. One ball and one strike on Pagan. William Shallow, rest of the infield shifted to the left side against the lefty Pagan. Make it the shift to the right side against Pagan. You have Molina playing towards the middle. Low Perfido, Mascai straight up. Swing and a miss, and Pagan ripped through that one. He put everything into that swing. Yanked his head out of the zone. I'm surprised he held on to the bat. Two balls and two strikes. Swanson nods the head, motions, and comes home with his 2-2. It's down and in. Three balls, two strikes on Pagan. Juan Mora, who took Swanson deep in the second, he stands on deck. Swanson got some revenge against Kevin Bidet in the third inning when he faced him a second time around. Got him to pop out into shallow right field. 3-2 payoff. Pagan swings, foul tips, and Palma was unable to secure it behind the plate. Ball tipped off of his glove and hit him in the chest protector, and he couldn't bring it in. New set of signs for Swanson. He looks in and throws another 3-2. Pagan swings and hits one a mile high and out of play down the first base side. That'll get out towards the parking lot. Count remains full, 3-2, one of the longer at-bats that Swanson has had to labor through today. Here's the eighth pitch incoming, and it's fouled off again. It's three straight foul balls in a 3-2 count by Ezekiel Pagan. Swanson has kept the pitch count pretty manageable to this stage in the evening. He's at 52 pitches, working through 3 1/3 total innings. Here's the payoff once more, and Pagan hits a line drive over the lone infielder on the left side, Justin Williams. It falls down into shallow left. And on the ninth pitch, Ezekiel Pagan wins that battle with Swanson, a single. First Myrtle Beach base hit that hasn't left the yard. Previous two were into the left field bleacher seats. And now here comes Juan Mora, who took Swanson deep for his fifth home run of the season in the second. Now he gets to hit with a man aboard. First pitch is a changeup low. Keep in mind, Pagan was on first in the second inning when Mora came up to the plate, but after a ball was in the dirt, Pagan tried to go to second, and Palma jumped on top of the ball, threw him out. And then the home run came afterward. Pickoff throw over to first. It's close, but Mascai can't drop a tag in time. One ball and no strikes. Those stadium lights have flicked on. The sun's starting to depart us, and the lights are brightening up the diamond. The 1-0 pitch is up and inside. That changeup slipped away from Swanson. Two balls and no strikes on Juan Mora. Mora originally from Mazatlan in Sinaloa, Mexico. He's a 22-year-old. The pitch. Comeback strike. 2-1. Swanson peeks over that left shoulder, out of the stretch, takes a long pause, and as the pitch clock hits 6 seconds, he throws a dribbler along third, Williams fields, and throws low to Mascai. He digs it out. and they get the out at first. Meanwhile, Pagan makes it safe down to second base. Mora goes to 1-4-2, and now Jacob Wetzel, the left-handed hitting right fielder, steps in. Wetzel grounded out to Joey Loperfido on a routine ball back in the second inning. He's 0-for-1. Here's the first pitch. Wetzel takes it down and in slider. Ball one. Wetzel grew up in Maryland in the town of Walkersville. He's also a 22-year-old, born in March of 2000. The 1-0 pitch. And he swings and lines one foul into the screen, back of home. One ball and one strike on Wetzel. Ended up going to Frederick Community College up in Maryland. Didn't get drafted. He was acquired by the Cubs as an undrafted free agent in June of 2020, the year they had the condensed five-round draft. So he had a lot of guys signing undrafted that season as the 1-1 comes in. And a bouncing ball is hit past the reach of Swanson on the mound. Loperfido backs up the play. He picks and throws on the fringe of the grass to first, gets the out. The inning comes to a close. Swanson works around another base runner, throws a scoreless fourth inning. And four innings through tonight, it's a 2-2 tie. We play the top of the fifth next on the home of the Woodpeckers, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Rainier Rivas starts out the top of the fifth inning, and he whiffs through a first pitch changeup from right-hander Tyler Schlaefer. Another changeup seeks its way into the zone. Low inside corner, called strike two. Rivas, Muskai, and Orr, bottom three of the order, trying to do something in this 2-2 tie game. Here's the pitch. And a slider works right over the heart of the dish, and Rivas was caught looking that hole at bat. Took a swing on the first one, but went down on a couple of sure strikes right afterward. Rivas having a tough night at the plate. He went down on an ugly swing on a high fastball in the second inning, and that time just couldn't figure out the off-speed of Schlaefer, who's now K'd five batters over four and a third. Victor Muskai into the left side, and a first-pitch slider hangs over the middle, and Muskai watches it for a strike, 0-1. Muskai grounded out to second base. His first time up, he's 0-for-1. Swings and misses at a changeup. Five pitches, five strikes for Tyler Schlaefer to begin this top five. This guy just trying to slow things down a bit. He steps out, adjusts the gloves, adjusts the helmet, digs back in the 0-2. Strikes him out. Low fastball. He got a piece of it, but Hearn has been very sure-handed behind the plate. He's held on to just about every foul tip on a two-strike pitch tonight to help out his pitcher. And there's two strikeouts just like that. And Tyler Schlaefer, you look over the last stretch he's thrown, last couple innings or so, and he's now retired six straight. Going back to the third inning, seven if you count the fielder's choice from Joey Loperfido. Here's the throw to Cody Orr, inside breaker, and it's 1-0. Orr drew a walk and scored on the Logan Cerny single in the third. That was the tying run, knotted us up 2-2. Both sides went scoreless in the fourth. Slider down and away to Orr, and he's up two balls and no strikes. Next pitch, foul tipped off of Hearn's mask, and he'll need a moment to shake that one off. Juan Gomez walks halfway to home plate and tosses a new baseball to Tyler Schlaefer. Schlaefer is from the Illinois area, so pretty cool that he's playing in the Chicago Cubs system. He grew up in Homewood, Illinois, and was drafted by the Cubs in the ninth round of the 2019 draft. Orr takes a rip and hits one hard on the ground past Joe Thon on the third base coach's side. That's a foul ball, and it's a two-ball, two-strike count on Cody Orr, trying to extend the inning for the top of the lineup card, Logan Cerny, that stands on deck. Avoid another 1-2-3 frame. Would be the third for Schlaefer if he can get Orr here. Just the 2-2 and a check swing, just a protection swing, and he got a piece of it. Fouls it into the net. Remains a two-ball, two-strike count. Pitch into the full season ranks for the first time in his career as he delivers a changeup on the outside corner, and that gets Orr looking. Tyler Schlaefer getting stronger as the night goes on. He strikes out the bottom three of the Woodpeckers order in order, and we're halfway through it tonight in Myrtle Beach. Tied up 2-2 going bottom five on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Well, both starting pitchers have settled in nicely after the home run ball was controlling the game in the early going. Nick Swanson is out for the bottom of the fifth inning in a 2-2 tie game and brings home a first pitch changeup by the swing of Felix Stevens, the eight hitter and first baseman. Here's the 0-1. Stevens takes a slider down and away, one ball, one strike. Ethan Hearn, the catcher, will follow, and then Josue Hume at the top of the order. Nick Swanson worked around a base runner in the fourth, a one-out single from Ezekiel Pagan. He's left two stranded over the last two innings, the 1-1. Down and away. Misplaced a fastball there at 91 miles an hour. Two balls and a strike. Finally found the pitch radar here at the ballpark as the 2-1 comes home, and Felix Stevens is messed up again there on a changeup. His timing off with that pitch way out in front, 2-2. There's a tiny little box that's placed on the left center field wall below the big left center field video board that just very briefly flashes the radar reading, and there's a slider below the zone. Stevens checks his swing, and he went too far. He wanted the appeal up the first baseline, didn't get it. Juan Gomez, the plate umpire, made the decision himself. Stevens goes down. He's 0-2, two strikeouts. Swanson has K'd five Myrtle Beach Pelicans, over 4 1/3. And now he faces Ethan Hearn. Season high in strikeouts this year for Swanson is 9 on a game where he was pretty much, as some would say, unconscious out there on the mound. I think it's a goalie term, but that's how Nick Swanson was looking back on June 18th when he struck out 9 Kannapolis Cannonballers over 4 scoreless innings in one of his most dazzling appearances this season. Even count on Ethan Hearn, 1-1. He struck out Hearn swinging back in the third. Here comes the pitch. And Hearn hits one past the mound, a ground ball up the middle, fielded by Molina near second, and he throws to first accurately and in time to get Hearn. Two up, two down, and Nick Swanson trying to go 5, just like his counterpart Tyler Schlaefer, who's in a nice little stretch right now. He's retired 7 in a row. Swanson has set down 4 straight now. And now faces the top of the order, Josue Huma. So this is the real test for Swanson, going through this dominant Myrtle Beach lineup for a third time. The all-telling third time. There's some organizations that won't even let their starters, even at the big league level in some instances, go through a lineup 3 times through. Huma takes a up and away fastball at 89 miles an hour. It's 2-0. Huma drew a walk back in the third but was left aboard. Myrtle Beach last run came in the second inning on the solo home run from Juan Mora. Here's the pitch. And a pop fly back towards our booth. Offset to the left and thud right on the roof. Comes back down into the seats. Pretty good foul ball territory here. Got enough room between the booth and the net to where you got to be on your toes in case one comes towards you. 2-1, a getaway slider. That slipped out of the fingers of Swanson, and he looks at those fingers after he threw that ball. And unsurprisingly, he goes to the rosin bag behind the mound, wants to stick up that hand a little bit. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and it is a changeup that was close on the inside, but Palma actually had it pop in and out of his glove. Don't know if that would have changed the call, but Huma walks for his second time, and he's down to first. That rosin will really help on a night like tonight, though. Again, there were some thunderstorms before the game, and that rosin kind of mixes with the wet air, that humidity, and really creates a pasty texture on the hand of the pitcher, helps him grip the baseball. Fastball called a strike on the inside. I was lifting some weights the other day and accidentally grabbed rosin instead of actual chalk, and I was shocked by how sticky it makes your hands just in the weight room. It mixes with the sweat. Here's a bouncing ball along third, and Williams picks up, throws across the diamond, and that is in time. So Nick Swanson sticks up that hand a little bit after the getaway slider, and he's thrown another scoreless inning. He's through 5 for the second straight night for the third time this year and might have more left in the tank. Meanwhile, we go top 6. Woodpeckers trying to go in front for a second time. All knotted up, 2-2 when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
I see.
Logan Cerny leads off the top of the sixth inning against right-hander Tyler Schlaefer. He's trying for a quality start today, giving up the two runs on the home run and the RBI single. Cerny tied the game in the third with that RBI base hit, scored Cody Orr, and it's been all zeros for both sides since. He's in a one-ball, one-strike count. Schlaefer takes the long look in, winds, and throws. Cerny checks the swing, held up, but it's a called strike anyways, a slider on the low outside edge of the plate. 1-2, Cerny has also struck out, all a part of a 1-for-2 start to his series. He calls for time in the right side and adjusts the sleeves of his gray uniform. Kind of brings them up towards the collar, gives him elbows some wiggle room, and digs back in. The 1-2 is very high, sends him leaning out of the way. 2 balls and 2 strikes. We have a full moon tonight as well. That is rising up beyond the left field wall. A bright moon with a little bit of hazy clouds in front of it as Cerny swings at the pitch. It's down and in. It's blocked by Hearn. He jumps on top of it, goes to tag Cerny. Cerny's saying he tipped the ball. He's not running up the first baseline, and now Hearn is hurt. Well, that was a ball that Cerny swung at. He claimed he tipped it. Home plate umpire Juan Gomez said he did not tip it. Got Hearn flush. It got him somewhere where he wasn't protected. I think somewhere on the left forearm. It got away from him. He chased it down, writhing in pain, jumped on top of the ball and ran back to the plate with the ball in hand, tagged Cerny. And Cerny, instead of running up that first baseline, was adamant that he tipped it. He was carrying on an argument with the home plate umpire, an argument that it doesn't look like he's going to win as he starts walking back towards the dugout. He's still hollering a little bit at Juan Gomez, and now Joe Thon's going to take up the argument. Meanwhile, you have Ethan Hearn still in pain. He's being checked up on by the Myrtle Beach athletic trainer. It's Nick Roberts out of the dugout to check up on him. But when this is all said and done, when Hearn is feeling all right to carry on and Joe Thon's done with his argument, it looks like it's going to end in a Cerny strikeout. And if that's the case, and looks to be so, that's 4 straight Ks for Tyler Schlaefer going back to the fifth inning. He K'd the side in order. And now gets Logan Cerny swinging for a third time. I don't know. I think Logan has a little bit of a case there. It didn't sound like or seem like that ball changed its path in any way when he swung at the ball. At the same time, when a ball like that kicks as far away as it did to Hearn, almost halfway to the third base dugout, even if you're adamant that you tipped the ball, you just have to run up the first base line and try and get yourself aboard safely. Cerny decided to argue, and it cost him at the end of the day. Fastball misses low to begin Joey Loperfido's at bat, 1-0. Bases empty, one out in this top of the sixth. We're tied 2-2. Here's the pitch, and Loperfido pops it up. This will slice over the third base seats and get onto the concourse. 1-1 the count. Loperfido started the scoring tonight. He hit a solo home run just barely over that left field wall into the first row of seats. A small grandstand out there. Loperfido's sixth of the year. Now the 1-1 from Schlaefer inside. It nearly hit Loperfido. Getaway slider. Schlaefer has retired 8 batters in a row going back to the third inning. Loperfido hit into a fielder's choice his last time, swings at a fastball, and hits it on a line foul into the screen. 93, the reading on that Tyler Schlaefer fastball. Schlaefer, a 21-year-old. He's trying to complete 6 innings for a third straight time. He went 6 innings on June 30th against Charleston, and then again on July 6th against Columbia. Loperfido sticks the bat out and serves a line drive into right center field. That drops for a base hit. It's cut off by Alcantara. Now he scuffles with a baseball. Loperfido gets to second, and he thought about going to third but realized late that Alcantara couldn't pick up the baseball, and he'll have to settle for the double. Well, if Loperfido had his head on that play the entire way, he's probably down to third, not on a triple, but a double and then an error by the center fielder. Alcantara really struggled to pick up that baseball. He knocked it down, but then 2 or 3 times it seemed like he tried to pick it up, and it just kept slipping out of his fingers like it was lathered in bacon grease or something. And I think Loperfido had his eyes maybe on the fielders or Joe Thon in the third base box. It wasn't on the center fielder, and he just never realized that he probably could have taken an extra base. So Loperfido will get the double. It's two extra base hits now for Joey, all a part of a 2-for-3 day. He has back-to-back multi-hit days. He went 2-for-4 on Sunday in the series conclusion with Down East. We have a stoppage down in the field. Looks to be some sort of an equipment issue. Felix Stevens, the first baseman, he disappeared into the dugout for a moment and comes out. I believe he got a new first baseman's mitt. Looked like he was working in that mitt a little bit, almost like it's a new mitt, and he's trying to flex it a bit. I think we had an equipment malfunction down at first. So the go-ahead run in a 2-2 game. Loperfido standing on second base. Now it's Justin Williams, 0-for-2 tonight. And the first pitch out of the stretch from Schlaefer is a fastball swung on and missed by Williams. That was a three-quarter swing and a late swing by Williams. Ugly there. 0-1. Williams gave it a good ride, deep out into the right field corner back in the third inning, but it was tracked down by Wetzel. Here's the 0-1. No, a pickup of that left leg and a spin down to second to look back Loperfido. No throw down there, though. Williams awaiting the 0-1 pitch. The lean-in from Schlaefer. He, like Swanson, has kept his pitch count manageable. 80 pitches over 5 1/3. And a slider drifts to the outside, too far outside. The count is 1-1. After his 0-for-2, Williams steps in a .276 hitter. He has 2 home runs this year. And Williams has also driven in 15. And Loperfido going to third. Schlaefer steps off, throws to third, and Loperfido's tagged out. He tried to time it out and jump towards third right when Schlaefer came to the mound, but he was dead to rights. Schlaefer mixed up his timing. He didn't throw, and Loperfido thought he would. Infield alerted him, and the tag placed by Huma down at third to kill off the base runner. I understand wanting to be aggressive. Loperfido is one of the top base stealers for the Woodpeckers this year, but 2-2 tie game, double, man on second, one out. You just can't take that risk and get that aggressive. Here's the 1-1, and Williams hits a fly ball out into shallow right field. Wetzel coming forward on it, calls off his second baseman going out, and he makes a strolling grab to end the inning. Well, that fly ball probably doesn't advance Loperfido anyways from second base, but Woodpeckers kind of run themselves out of that inning. And Schlaefer ends up facing the minimum. He's tossed a quality start. 6 innings of 2-run ball today. And the Woodpeckers will go to the bullpen instead of Swanson in the 6th. A new right-hander looks to be Brian Salgado to pitch when we return in a moment on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Brian Salgado takes over for the Woodpeckers in the bottom of the 6th inning and throws his first pitch of the night. A swing and a miss on a fastball, and James Trientos, the DH, calls for time and runs over towards the first base dugout, wants the pine tar stick and stick up that bat a little bit. Meanwhile, Miguel Palma going to take the opportunity to go halfway to the mound, meet with his new pitcher, and discuss the signs here and how they want to go about the heart of the Myrtle Beach order. James Trientos, Kevin Alcantara, Ezequiel Pagan, 3-4-5 to greet Salgado into this game. He has a 5-4 record, leads the Woodpeckers in wins this season, 4.27 ERA, pitching in his 16th game, and 7th out of the bullpen. Here's the pitch, and a fly ball is hit out to right. Routine for Whitaker, a couple steps to his right. He's camped and makes the catch one-handed, his left shoulder. For the first out, Trientos goes to 0-2, or make it 0-3 with that fly out. And now it's Kevin Alcantara. 59 and a third this year for Salgado. Total innings pitched, he's given up 39 runs. He's had some defensive mistakes behind him. Only 28 of those are earned. He's allowed 5 home runs, 29 walks, and 60 strikeouts. Opposing hitters batting .251 against him this year in the Carolina League. Kevin Alcantara takes a low slider for ball one. He is hitless. That cleanup man 0-2 with a pop out to second and a swinging strikeout in the fourth. Salgado misses just off the outside edge with a changeup. 2 balls and no strikes the count. Good night for Nick Swanson, who will not factor into the decision tonight. 2-0 is in the zone. Outside portion of the plate. Right back to the... That was a fastball, actually, there from Salgado, measuring 92 miles an hour. Now the wind in 2-1. Slider is low. 3 balls and a strike. Nick Swanson finishes his day 5 innings. Second straight time. He's gone 5 in the month of July. 3 hits, 2 earned runs, both on home runs, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Alcantara late to a fastball, fouls it down the right field line. 3 ball, 2 strike count on Alcantara. This game will likely be a battle of the bullpens unless Myrtle Beach sends Tyler Schlaefer out there for a 7th inning. Line drive hit the opposite way and over to Joey Loperfido, who makes the catch and also alerts us to some defensive changes. So we will have to work our way around the diamond here and get those to you as Alcantara lines out to Loperfido. So Mascai, who we mentioned, is kind of working his way back from that concussion there. Stretching him out a little bit more and more. He played 3 innings on Sunday, and that'll be 5 innings today. Loperfido is over at first as the first pitch to Ezequiel Pagan is below the zone. Myrtle Beach 5 hitter and a 1 ball, no strike count. 2-2 tie game with 2 away and the bases empty. Salgado on the mound, kicks and delivers, and a liner is hit foul into the screen. 1-1. Yuris Ramirez has entered in to this game, replacing Mascai. He is over at second base. The pitch, fastball strike, and it's 1-2 on Pagan. Looks like everybody else is normal. So it was just Loperfido shifting over to first, and Ramirez in for Mascai. Ramirez will hit 8th in the Woodpeckers' order when his time comes up. Swing and a miss on an inside fastball. Pagan goes down waving. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Brian Salgado to begin his night out of the bullpen. He picks up right where Nick Swanson left off. Myrtle Beach without a run since the second. The Woodpeckers without a run since the third. We're tied 2-2. Going to the 7th when we return to Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach goes to the bullpen in the top of the seventh inning. We are tied up 2-2 in this series opener. Miguel Palma leads it off against new right-hander Angel Gonzalez, and his first pitch is a slider down and outside for a 1-0 count. Palma has lied out to the shortstop and also flied out to center field, all a part of an 0-for-2 day. Not every day that Palma has been in the cleanup spot this season, as the pitch to Gonzalez is a high fastball swung on and missed by Palma. This is just the fifth time that Palma has batted cleanup this year, a spot that's primarily been staffed by either Quincy Hamilton in the early stages of the year, Justin Williams. Now, here's a hard hit grounder deep in the hole at short. Madej going to his right. He backhands. A one-hopping throw to first is in time. Boy, Madej threw that ball from the shallow left field grass. That's how far into the shortstop hole it took him. And Miguel Palma, who is not the fastest on Fayetteville, but relatively fast when it comes to a catcher, he still was unable to beat out that throw. Got him by about a step. Kevin Madej has now made an impact on the defensive end after he hit a solo home run in the bottom of the first inning. That's the second really nice defensive play made tonight by the Pelicans as Leo Stanny Molina takes a slider outside for ball one. You had Alcantara, the center fielder, who laid out and caught a Molina line drive and took a hit away from Leo Stanny back in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch, and a slider gets him reaching out in front, swinging and missing. It's strike one. One ball and one strike. Angel Gonzalez, a 1-0 record, 4.20 ERA. He's pitching out of the Myrtle Beach bullpen for the 11th time this year. Here comes his 1-1. And a swing and a miss. A fastball tied up Molina on the inside. 1-2 count. 15 innings of baseball this year for Gonzalez. He's given up one home run, seven earned runs, nine walks, and 13 strikeouts. Has a little bit of a hunch as he comes set below the belt, winds home, throws a fastball, strikes out Molina swinging, and there's two gone in the Fayetteville seventh. That'll bring up Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker 0-for-2, a strikeout and a flyout to center against the Myrtle Beach starter Tyler Schlaefer, who will get a no decision tonight like the Fayetteville starter Nick Swanson. First pitch fastball called strike, 97 miles an hour, flashes on the left center field radar gun. And you can tell there's a lot more juice behind the Gonzalez fastball compared to Schlaefer, the starter. The 0-1, and Whitaker cuts through another heater, 0-2. Final line for Schlaefer in this one. Six innings, three hits, two runs, both earned, a walk, and eight strikeouts. And he gave up the one home run to Loperfido in the top of the first inning. No side has scored since the third. The 0-2 is on the outside, and everybody was stepping away. Even Tyler Whitaker was stepping away from the plate. Juan Gomez came out of his crouch like he was going to call strike three, and then he didn't punch out Whitaker. So even Tyler Whitaker was thinking he was done for, but he steps back in. Got to be looking for that fastball and adjust off speed as he takes a rip and pops this one back in out of play. Count stays at 1-2. 98 that time, and Whitaker has struggled at times this year to catch up to that upper 90s stuff. Understandable considering he's 19 years old, first year pro ball out of high school make it, but you just have to look for the high heat and then adjust if you get a slider or a changeup. There is the slider, and misses up and away. Crowd really getting on Juan Gomez right now. That pitch was out of the zone, but they're discontent from a moment ago when they thought that Whitaker should have had strike three called against him. Instead, now two balls, two strikes. Rainier Rivas waiting in the wings on deck. Gonzalez looks in, nods the head, hunches over, and sets below the belt, and time is called. And it is not time, actually. It is a pitch clock violation. Pitch clock violation on Gonzalez. He has a long set, and that's what cost him there. 3-2 full count now on Witt. And here's the pitch. Fastball struck him out swinging. High fastball got him. And Gonzalez goes 1-2-3, his first inning out of the bullpen. So Gonzalez, Salgado, they're battling now, and Salgado going back out there for the bottom of the seventh. Already time to stretch in Myrtle Beach. We're tied up 2-2 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. We are all stretched out in Myrtle Beach, bottom of the seventh inning, tied 2-2 score, and Brian Salgado is back out on the mound. He faces right-handed batter Juan Mora and delivers a fastball strike on the outer portion of the plate for an 0-1 count. Next one home, slider gets some swinging and missing, and Mora almost lost his balance from that right side. 0-2 count. Mora hit a solo home run, his fifth of the year, in the second inning. That's the last run Myrtle Beach has scored tonight. Fastball on the outside. And it's 1-2. Nick Swanson went 5. Gave up 2 earned runs on a pair of solo home runs. Brian Salgado came on to the 6th and retired the side in order. Here's the 1-2 pitch and a swing and a foul back into the netting. Nick Swanson pitched 75 pitches tonight. And that's right around the cap of where John Kovalik and Joe Thon are comfortable. So he made their decision easy today, going 5. There's a slider that's rolled out left side to third. Williams backs up on it, shuffles left, picks up, throws low to first, and Loperfido yanks it in with a backhand and gets Mora by a couple of steps. Brian Salgado has set down all 4 hitters he's faced today, and now he'll take on lefty Jacob Wetzel, the Myrtle Beach 7 bat. Salgado was last on the mound for Fayetteville on July 6th in the Thursday night ball game at Segres Stadium against Down East. That was a game that the Woodpeckers managed to win. Salgado went 4 innings, gave up a home run, 1 earned run, along with an unearned run, 2 total. 4 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts for Salgado. And he's coming off a very good month of June as well. Line drive hit the left side, and Wetzel goes the opposite direction for a base hit. Gets into left center field. Cody Orr cuts it off. It's a one-out single. And the first Myrtle Beach base hit since the fourth inning single by Ezekiel Pagan. Now it's Felix Stevens. But Salgado did everything he could ask for in June. 3-1 record. He had a 2.95 ERA, 21 and a third total innings. He struck out about a batter per inning, 20 Ks. And 13 walks. Felix Stevens waves through a first pitch slider. 0-1 count. Pitched equally as well as another guy in the month of June, Christian Mejias, who had a sub-3 ERA in the month, K'd 29 batters over June, and he was recently promoted. Here's a bouncing ball hit to the left side. Molina dives it short, knocks it down, goes to the back of the second base bag. Ramirez goes to pick it up, but everybody is safe. Leo Stanley Molina really sold out for that ball. A ground ball to his glove hand side, dove at it, knocked it down with the heel of the glove. It rolled towards the second base territory. Ramirez picked it up before the runners could keep on moving, but Wetzel makes it into second base, and Stevens will be credited with an infield single. Back-to-back base hits against Salgado. Two runners on, and Ethan Hearn stepping into the left side. Myrtle Beach's best chance to score really since the fourth inning when they had a man on second with two outs. This is the first time that they have put multiple base runners on in the entire game. Ethan Hearn looked at a up and away changeup. One ball, no strike count on the nine hitter and catcher. The pitch is popped up mile high into shallow center. Molina backpedaling on it and calling off his outfielders, yanking it in, and there's two away. Got to wonder if Ethan Hearn is still a little bit hobbled after he took a pitch square in the forearm a couple of innings ago. That's an injury that could really start to swell up on you as the game goes on. You need those forearms to hit. Got to imagine Hearn is a little bit hobbled as a result of that. And now Josue Huma, top of the order, stepping in. First pitch to Huma. This is very far outside. A changeup got away from Salgado. One ball, no strike count. Wetzel at second, Stevens at first. Two away in the bottom of the seventh, tied 2-2. Here's the pitch. Fastball strike. And it's 1-1. Huma played 32 games last year with Myrtle Beach. Back with him this season. And comes into this at-bat with a 294 average. Strike call. The changeup fades its way in on the inside. It's 1-2. Salgado strike away from getting through two scoreless today out of the bullpen for the Woodpeckers. It'll be Rivas, Mascai, and Orr at the bottom of the order to hit in the eighth. Pitch coming in. It's a low slider. 2-2. Huma able to lay off. International signing by the Cubs back in 2016. Josue Huma ready for a 2-2. Here it comes. He swings and hits a lazy pop fly out towards left. Williams going out from third, and he's able to shag it and make the catch, ending the inning. Two left on for Myrtle Beach. Brian Salgado pitches around some trouble, and we remain tied. Eighth inning is next. 2-2 the score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Something's got to give. We're in the top of the eighth inning, tied up 2-2, and Rainier Rivas leads it off for the Woodpeckers against Angel Gonzalez, back out there for his second inning of work. He struck out a pair and retired the Fayetteville side in order in the seventh. His first fastball is above the zone at 96 miles an hour, and it's a 1-0 count. Rivas has struck out both times he stepped to the plate tonight, 0-2, the 1-0. Late getting to a fastball. One ball, one strike count. Woodpeckers, if they want to try and break through here, are going to have to find a way to catch up to the velocity. 1-1. Down and outside. Two balls and a strike. Starter Tyler Schlaefer went six. And now it's turned into a battle of the bullpens. Brian Salgado threw two scoreless out of the pen behind Nick Swanson. Woodpeckers have gone scoreless in their last four innings. After tying the game in the top of the third on a Logan Cerny RBI single, Rivas drills this pitch way out to right. Wetzel going back on it, still going. It is gone! Over the right center field wall. Rivas got a pitch top of the zone, a changeup left on the top shelf, and he rips it to right center for his fourth home run of the year. A go-ahead solo home run. It's 3-2 in the eighth inning. That is how you turn your night around on one big swing. 0-2, no more. The solo shot ends the scoring drought for both sides in this ballgame. No offense to speak of over the last four innings, but Rivas ends that with a leadoff home run in this eighth, and now Victor Mizcai, his spot in the order goes to Yuris Ramirez. He's in the right side and takes a first pitch fastball up and away. The home run ball had not been a huge inch issue for Gonzalez this year. Had allowed just one home run over his 16 innings of work this season. Ramirez catches up to one, grounds it out to second base. Mora shuffles to his right, collects and throws to first to get Ramirez. Now Cody Orr digs into the right side. First pitch to him is a slider. Hacked at and missed, 0-1. Orr walked and scored the tying run in the third inning, then struck out looking in the fifth. Angel Gonzalez sets below the belt, throws his 0-1. And Orr fouls it into the screen. No ball, two strike count. Hey, elsewhere around the Carolina League tonight, there was a game suspended due to weather. Salem and Kannapolis started playing but couldn't go any further in the bottom of the fourth. So they'll complete that game tomorrow. Salem leading 3-1 at the time the game was suspended. Pitch inside, duck and cover. Cody Orr almost got drilled in the helmet. And was able to dodge out of the way of an errant changeup. 1-2 count. Charleston, they're also delayed. There's a lot of weather right now in Virginia. They're delayed in Lynchburg, but lead 10-4 over the Hillcats. And again, the top of the seventh. Delmarva beats Carolina out in Zebulon today. 7-3, the final score. News coming out of Delmarva over the weekend that the Orioles and their former first-round draft pick, Heston Kerstad, after hitting over 460 in this league, promoted up to High A Aberdeen in the Orioles system. Getaway fastball runs all the way to the backstop. A couple of really crazy pitches here from Gonzalez that have gotten completely away from him. He's going to go to the back of the mound, grab that rosin bag. Cody Orr probably feeling a little uneasy in that right side now after watching a couple getaways. He's in a 2-2 count. Jesus Chirinos hits his fourth home run of the season in that game for Carolina. Again, a 7-3 loss to Delmarva. Meanwhile, down east, they beat Columbia 6-4, the final score. Maximo Acosta, a top 15 prospect in the Rangers system, hit his second home run of the year. That's a big result. If the Woodpeckers can now hold on and win this game, they'll gain a game on the top team in the division, the Columbia Fireflies, who are actually tied for the top spot in the South entering today with Kannapolis. Both of those clubs 11-4 in the second half. And a win tonight, of course, would also make up a game on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who are in front of the Woodpeckers in the South Division. 3-2 payoff pitch is high and outside. Cody Orr draws a walk, and the Woodpeckers have a base runner to work with now with one away in the eighth. And Buddy Bailey is going to the mound. He's not the pitching coach. He's the skipper. And it looks like he's ready to take the baseball from his right-hander, Gonzalez, and put an end to his day. Looked like Gonzalez was going to be mowing him down after his seventh inning, but the Woodpeckers figure out the right-hander in this eighth. Rainier Rivas hits the solo home run, and the six-pitch walk to Cody Orr forces the Pelicans to go back to the pen. A right-hander is coming in, and we'll tell you about him when we return. Next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, 3-2 they lead with a man on first and one away in the eighth. New arm into the game, actually a lefty, a southpaw coming in for Myrtle Beach here in the eighth inning. It's Luis Rodriguez. He picks up that leg and throws a first pitch slider to Logan Cerny. Misses outside for a one ball and no strike count. Cerny 1-for-3, tied the game 2-2 with an RBI single in the third. Fayetteville leads on a Brainier Rivas home run that started this eighth. Man on first, Cody Orr. He's breaking for second. Cerny swings. He hits one deep. Way out to left field. Pagan going back. Looking up. It is out of here. Way into the grandstand in left field. The second home run of this eighth inning. A two-run shot by the man atop the home run leaderboard for the Woodpeckers, Logan Cerny. His 14th of the year. And the Woodpeckers have cracked open a three-run lead. It's 5-2. He got a hanging breaking ball and did not miss it. Logan Cerny now 2-for-4 with three RBIs. His second home run in the last three games. And now he turns it over to lefty Joey Loperfido. A chance to take the opener. Feels real now for the Woodpeckers. Three-run lead with six outs to get on the defensive end. They have made a statement here on the road to begin this series against one of minor league baseball's top clubs. No doubt the off day did them some good in the offense. The guys getting a chance to reset as the 1-1 comes home to Loperfido, and he takes an outside corner slider for a strike. It's 1-2. This team had just one run of offense across Saturday, Sunday. One run over their last 19 innings played, but tonight they've put a five spot on the board. Myrtle Beach not only one of the best offenses in the league, but they also come in with a combined pitching ERA of the best in the Carolina League at 3.45 across their entire staff. So they don't surrender 5-6 runs in a game. It's what made them such a good ball club in the first half, not only their ability to hit home runs, score in bunches, but also shut down opposing offenses. The 2-2 is delivered, and Loperfido swings at a breaking ball in the dirt, smothered by Hearn. He comes up throwing down the first baseline and completes the strikeout on the 2-3 putout. The home run ends the day, by the way, for Angel Gonzalez. He departed with Cody Orr to his line on first base, and he'll end up giving of two earned runs over the inning and a third. One hit, one walk, two strikeouts, and now all responsibility to Luis Rodriguez. Justin Williams nubs one off the end of the bat, the 0-1 pitch, and now it's 0-2. Here it comes. Swing and a miss, and down goes Williams on strike three. So Rodriguez bounces back, strikes out a couple after the two-run home run by Cerny. But a big, powerful inning by the Woodpeckers. Three runs come home. They've hit three home runs in this game, and they lead 5-2, heading to the bottom of the eighth when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Two Fayetteville lead on a pair of home runs in the top of the eighth inning. Brian Salgado appreciates the cushion, and now he plays the bottom of the eighth inning. And Kevin Bidet flies the first pitch out to left center field. Logan Cerny moving forward to his right, giving the stop sign to Cody Oren, making the catch. One pitch, one out in the eighth, and now James Triantos comes up. Bat Dog is back out there to retrieve the bat. He gets a round of applause, and we have received valuable information into the Woodpeckers broadcast booth tonight that the Bat Dog's name is actually Slider. Slider the Bat Dog. An appropriate name for a dog that doubles as a assistant on the Myrtle Beach baseball team. So Slider the Bat Dog. I think the rookie name that popped into my head was the old Trenton Thunder Bat Dog. They had a Bat Dog back in the 2017-2018 seasons. Might still be out there. I know Trenton Thunder are playing indie ball now. Rookie the Bat Dog pitches down and away. Two balls and one strike. And Kannapolis Cannonballers in our league announced that they will have a Bat Dog come the 2023 season. So looking forward to that and all the trips we make out to Kannapolis. Pitches down and away to James Triantos, and it's a 3-1 count. One of those trips is coming up soon. We play six here in Myrtle Beach, then a four-day All-Star break. Everybody will get to recuperate as the 3-1 comes in, and Triantos yanks one foul on the ground past Buddy Bailey down by third. Full count 3-2 on the Myrtle Beach DH. 4 days off. Some of the guys are going to go back to their hometowns and meet up with family, get to relax for a few days, and then everybody reconvenes, and instead of going home, we'll actually be in Kannapolis for a three-game series on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Swing of the 3-2 pitch and a pop-up out of play. Thuds on the roof, coming back down towards the seats. And then the Woodpeckers will be back home against the Carolina Mudcats for a six-game series beginning on July 26th. So if you're planning on coming out to the ballpark, still a couple of weeks away for you to grab your tickets. Another payoff to Trientos. And he swings and misses at a slider. Salgado beats him on a down and away breaking ball, his second strikeout. And he's got two outs in the eighth. He's retired four in a row since allowing those back-to-back singles in the seventh. Here's the cleanup hitter, Kevin Alcantara. First pitch. Slider down outside corner. A subtle check swing. They appeal anyways. And the base umpire, Chris Jenke, confirms that Alcantara held up. 1-0 count. Here comes the 1-0 on a stutter step from Salgado. He delivers a fastball, and Alcantara cuts and dumps it foul into the netting. 1-1. Salgado started his night with a 1-2-3 sixth inning, and he's trying to do that again here in the eighth. Base is clear, two gone, the 1-1. Fastball down and outside. Five runs, five hits, no errors for Fayetteville. Two runs on five base hits, no errors for Myrtle Beach. A shake of the head, now the nod and 2-1 pitch. Down and outside. Astros begin a new series tonight on the road in Los Angeles. That game gets going in just about 10 minutes. Luis Garcia, former Woodpecker, on the road against the LA Angels. Here's a soft bouncing two-hopper towards short. Molina set back on it, comes forward, fields, and zips a throw to first in time. Played perfectly to end a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Brian Salgado holds the score at three. The Woodpeckers on top going to the ninth. 5-2 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. We play the top of the ninth inning, and Miguel Palma swings and misses at a first pitch changeup from lefty Luis Rodriguez. He's back out there on the mound after giving up the two-run home run and striking out a pair in the eighth. Palma takes a rip, pops it up, first base side foul territory. Stevens drifting over, gets as far as he can up against that sidewall, and the ball clears the netting. Palma in a no-ball, two-strike count. This game was tied 2-2 from the top of the third inning up until the eighth when Rainier Rivas hit a solo home run over the right field wall, made it 3-2 against Angel Rodriguez, and then Logan Cerny. Two-run home run deep to left, his 14th of the year, to put the Woodpeckers up 5-2. Here's a slow roller towards the mound, coming forward Rodriguez. He fields, spins, and throws to first, but Stevens can't bring it in cleanly. He dropped the ball. He tried to backhand it, and it popped right out of the webbing. It had been a clean defensive game for both sides all night, but that'll be an E3. A dropped catch error down at first. And Miguel Palma is on to lead off the ninth inning. Leo's Danny Molina now steps into the right side. And here's the first pitch to him. Swings at a changeup to the outside corner. It is 0-1. Hurts Rodriguez because he really played that ball well. A slow roller in front of the mound, a little bit offset to the third base side. As a lefty, he had to field and completely shift his body around. So he did almost a 360 to spin towards first. And he threw accurately to Stevens, but it just popped right out of his mitt. He tried to backhand at it, and the first baseman's mitt failed him. Short lead off of first for Palma. Here comes the 0-2, and Molina thought about a swing, holds off on an up-and-away fastball. Count to 1-2. Fayetteville held a 1-0 lead. They trailed 2-1. Now they're up 5-2. Largest lead of the night. Backdoor slider works its way into the corner and gets Molina looking, and he didn't like that call at all. He's going back and forth with Juan Gomez as he walks away from the plate. One away in the ninth, Palma holding at first. The strikeouts have certainly been there tonight for Fayetteville, but they have taken advantage of runners in scoring position, and they've used the home run ball to their advantage today. 13 strikeouts now for Fayetteville hitting, but you have the RBI single from Cerny when a man was on second base, the solo home runs, and the two-run home run by Cerny. The 1-0 pitch to Whitaker. He swings and misses at a changeup, 1-1 count. Whitaker was tested with some high velocity his last trip up in the seventh against Angel Gonzalez and went down swinging on a 98-mile-per-hour fastball at the top of the zone. It was one of those hit-it-if-you-can pitches. Here's the 1-1 down and inside. Slider missed by Luis Rodriguez. Four-seam curveball and a changer. That's actually the curve from Rodriguez, not the slider, when you see the breaker from him. 2-2 now on Whitaker. Rodriguez originally from Veracruz, Mexico. Signed internationally with the Cubs back in 2017. At 17 years old, he signed out of Mexico. The 2-2 pitch to Whitaker is a slider that breaks to the inner corner, and he's rung up looking strike three. Whitaker now 0-4 with 3 strikeouts in this one. And Miguel Palma is holding steady down there at first. After the dropped catch here, right now Rodriguez should be out of it. He struck out Molina and Whitaker and now faces Rainier Rivas, lefty on lefty. And a first pitch fastball, knee high on the inside, called strike one. Rivas, the solo blast over the right center field wall, barely tucked it over that wall. The go-ahead home run is fourth of the year. Fastball up high. 1-1 count on Rivas. Bell tie set from Rodriguez, and here comes the pitch. A slider, one high hop towards the middle, dies in the grass, fielded by Madej, and he brings in that ball with his foot standing on the second base bag, so he forces out Palma, fielded and got the force out all in one fluid motion, and that ends the top of the ninth inning. 3 outs to get. Brian Salgado trying to close it down, earn himself his 6th win of the year, and earn his team a victory in the opener of this series in Myrtle Beach. Stay tuned. We're back in a moment for the bottom of the ninth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Don't.
Bottom of the ninth, Brian Salgado winding and throwing his first pitch. It's popped up towards the third base dugout. Williams sprinting over, gets to the railing, and makes the catch. Right on top of that railing in front of his Woodpeckers teammates. One pitch, a foul out, and one away for Brian Salgado in the bottom of the ninth inning. It brings up Juan Mora. The Woodpeckers lead this game 5-2, a two-home run, three-run top of the eighth. Rainier Rivas, the go-ahead swing. Logan Cerny, the insurance swing. And now Juan Mora taking a high fastball for ball one. Brian Salgado trying to close his night with some scoreless ball on the mound. He came on in the sixth behind Nick Swanson. Went 1-2-3 in the sixth. Stranded a pair of runners in the seventh and then went 1-2-3 again in the eighth inning. And he's now retired six in a row, going back to that seventh inning. The 2-0 pitch. Foul tipped, and on the backswing, Mora lost the handle of his bat. Actually came back and clipped Palma, but didn't get him flush. He's okay. Two balls and one strike. Win tonight would end a short two-game skid for Fayetteville. But as we mentioned, the top of our broadcast, if you could try and split this series and, heck, maybe even win it, that would be above and beyond the Woodpeckers' expectations, I think, coming into this road trip. If you can find a way to win at least two and ideally three here in Myrtle Beach, that would be the perfect case scenario. And getting a series opening win is en route to doing so. Foul ball hit onto the roofing behind home, and it's 2-2 on Mora. He gave the Myrtle Beach Pelicans a very brief 2-1 lead in the second inning with a solo home run. He's grounded out twice to third since. 2-2 pitch in on the knuckles, fouled back into the seats. Count stays where it is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomorrow we'll play same time, same place, 7:05 start time. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and a slider pops out of Palma's glove. He quickly gets to it behind home, zips it up the first baseline in foul territory, and Loperfido hauls it in to complete the strikeout. 3 strikeouts now for Salgado, and Myrtle Beach is down to their final out in this one. Jacob Wetzel's coming up. We started at 7:30 tonight due to some weather in the area, so we'll kick off at the normal start time tomorrow, 7:05. TBA on the Woodpeckers starting pitcher side, while left-hander Luke Little will start for Myrtle Beach, 1-3 with a 3.22 ERA. Left-handed batter Jacob Wetzel is ready. Here comes the 0-1. And it's down and inside, down and outside, make it. 1 ball and 1 strike on Wetzel. Wetzel singled his last time in the seventh. Here comes the pitch. It is a low and outside fastball. Two and one. The count on the Myrtle Beach seven hitter. The bases are empty. The 2-1 pitch. A pop-up back of home. Palma gives it a look, but this will seek its way into the seats for a souvenir. And now the Pelicans are down to their final strike. Salgado locks the target. Palma sets up inside. Here's the pitch. A swing and a slider is fouled off. Brisk pace to the game tonight. We're just over 2 hours old. Big Monday night crowd, over 4,100 in attendance tonight at Pelican Stadium. Another 2-2 pitch from Salgado is down in the dirt, trying to get Wetzel to extend out of the zone or to change up. Couldn't get him to chase. 3-2 full count. Waiting on deck is Felix Stevens, a powerful right-handed hitter. The Myrtle Beach first baseman. 3-2 payoff pitch with 2 away in the ninth. And strike 3 swinging. A slider got him. Brian Salgado strikes out the last two hitters of this game. Goes 4 scoreless out of the bullpen. And the Woodpeckers take the opener over the Pelicans behind a 2-home run, 3-run 8th inning. They win 5-2, the final, over one of minor league baseball's best teams. Great team win tonight all around. Swanson and Salgado go the distance on the mound, while the home run ball, 3 of them tonight, help supply the majority of the offense. Fun calling this one for you. We'll step aside for a brief break, and on the other side, wrap it up break down all the action for you on the Woodpeckers postgame show. That is coming up next right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Fayetteville takes the season opener, the series opener, make it by a 5-2 final.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back inside the broadcast booth for the final time tonight. The Woodpeckers are winners in this series opener as they make the trip down to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina for the first time this season and beat the Pelicans by a 5-2 final. This was a back-and-forth game in the early stages, the home run ball being used by both sides to trade leads, and then the pitching took over in the middle innings. It was finally the Woodpeckers, though, getting back to their home run hitting ways with two big flies in the top of the eighth inning. A three-run eighth to help them go in front 5-2, and then Brian Salgado locking things down out of the bullpen. If you joined us midway through or towards the back end of the ballgame, missed some of the early highlights and some of the scoring throughout in this one, allow us to take you through how it all transpired today. Fayetteville got on the board in the top of the first inning against Tyler Schlaefer, one of the two runs they got against the Myrtle Beach starter. Joey Loperfido, second batter of the game, tucked one the opposite way over the left field wall for a solo home run, his sixth of the year. 1-0 after a half frame, but then Myrtle Beach quickly tied the game 1-1. Their second batter, Kevin Bidet, he took Nick Swanson deep with a home run to left field, and we were knotted 1-1 after one inning. In the second, Myrtle Beach did it again. Solo home run to left field, Juan Mora hitting his fifth of the year off Swanson. That made it a 2-1 Myrtle Beach lead, but that lead was short-lived. The Woodpeckers got the run back in the third inning. Cody Orr drew a one-out walk against Tyler Schlaefer, and then in the next at-bat, Logan Cerny singled him home, and he was able to tie the game up 2-2 with that RBI single. At that point, things were deadlocked for the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh innings. Nobody scored. Tyler Schlaefer ended up pitching through the sixth, delivering Myrtle Beach a quality start. Six innings, three hits, two earned runs, one walk, eight strikeouts. And Nick Swanson found his groove. He worked around a third inning walk, a single in the fourth, and pitched a scoreless fifth, stranding a runner in each of those innings. Second straight day that Nick Swanson has gone five in a row. Second straight appearance, should say, for Swanson. He allowed three hits, two earned runs on the home runs, three walks, and five strikeouts on 75 total pitches. Then Brian Salgado took over. He went 1-2-3 in the sixth, worked around a pair of two-out singles in the seventh. That was a crucial inning. Two one-out singles, putting Wetzel and Stevens on first and second. But then Salgado got a pair of pop-outs and exited the seventh inning scoreless. Then in the eighth inning, still tied 2-2. That's when the Woodpeckers jumped ahead against Angel Gonzalez. He went 1-2-3 in the seventh inning, striking out a pair of Woodpeckers. Hard throwing a right-hander. His fastball was touching as high as 98 tonight. But Rainier Rivas got a mistake pitch, a changeup, left the top of the zone, and he ripped it over the right center field wall to make it a 3-2 game leading off the eighth inning. After Cody Orr drew a walk with one out, Logan Cerny came up against a new arm, Luis Rodriguez, a lefty. He hung Cerny a slider, and he belted it deep over the left field wall. A two-run home run, his 14th homer of the season, and gave the Woodpeckers a 5-2 lead. That was the final score in this ballgame. Cerny finished 2-for-4 with his two base hits and three RBIs. He contributed to, of course, three of the five runs today for Fayetteville. Brian Salgado went back out there in the bottom of the eighth. He went 1-2-3. As he did in the ninth, he struck out three of the final six batters he faced and ended his night on a stretch of eight straight retired, going back to the seventh inning to earn the win today and go to 6-4, extending his lead atop the Woodpeckers with those six wins. Meanwhile, Angel Gonzalez suffers his first loss of the season. He falls to 1-1. Final time of game, 2 hours and 9 minutes tonight. We did it in snappy fashion, a 28-minute rain delay at the start of our ball game as we were underway at 7:33 p.m. Big Monday night crowd, 4,950 in attendance tonight at Pelican Ballpark to begin this series. Final line scores, the Woodpeckers 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Myrtle Beach 2 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. The Pelicans fall to 55-27 overall in the regular season. The Woodpeckers improved to 36-44. They're now 5-10 in the second half of play. Meanwhile, Myrtle Beach, they fall to 8-8 in the second half. And the Woodpeckers are able to make up some games on some other teams in the division. They make up a game on Myrtle Beach, of course, and they also are able to make up a game on the Columbia Fireflies, who fell tonight 6-4 to the Down East Wood Ducks. That allows us to turn the page to tomorrow. We mentioned in the ninth inning, the Woodpeckers still have not announced a starter yet for tomorrow's game. There's an open spot in the rotation that will be decided midday. We'll let you know about that on Woodpeckers social media, so follow at WoodpeckersNC on Twitter for the update there. But Myrtle Beach, they will be bringing out a left-hander, Luke Little, 1-3 record and a 3.22 ERA. First pitch, weather permitting, at 7:05 p.m. Eastern, and we'll be on the pregame show with you beginning at 6:50 from right here at Pelican Stadium for Game 2 of the series. Game 1 tonight goes to the Woodpeckers. The final line scores for one final time. The Woodpeckers, 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Myrtle Beach, 2 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. The win goes to Brian Salgado. He is 6-4. And the loss to Angel Gonzalez, 1-1. A big thanks to Colin Casey back at home base tonight, monitoring the broadcast, actually up from his hometown in Massachusetts, hanging with the family, going into the All-Star break. We appreciate him, though, updating the social medias and following along tonight and all of his help throughout this season. He'll be back with us July 26th in the broadcast booth out at Segra Stadium against the Carolina Mudcats. And a big thanks to all the Woodpeckers fans who tuned us in tonight on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com or the MILB First Pitch app. And we certainly hope you do again tomorrow. Again, 6:50 pregame show and a 7:05 first pitch. With all of that, I'm Andrew Chapman. Thanks again for tuning in tonight from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We'll be back on the air with you tomorrow. Until then, have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday night, everybody. So long. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball, live from the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Fayetteville takes the series opener by a 5-2 final.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.